Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for August 1st, 2023. I'm your host, Joe McElvain. If those others on the call would like to say their name so that people listening along to the recording later can associate a name to the voice, now is a good time for that.
I'm Gord Tischer, and Sean had to drop, but he'll be back soon.
Adrian Boyko.
Red Davis.
Clash.
All right. So let's see. We have one pull request on the auto-generated agenda for today, which is pull request 4368, which Sean has already approved. Asking Joe, can you give another review with an eye toward comments and documentation? So I remember this PR from the last time I took a look, looking now at the comments that have been added. The lowest level is sized to hold two void star entries, which is the times, and one chunk T star and one for pony active T star. Okay. And so this function looks up, so the documentation for pony into page map get says this function looks up the chunk pointer and returns it, and also looks up the pony actor pointer to return in the out parameter named actor. This is done to avoid allocating a struct to return as a single return value while minimizing the need to traverse the page map multiple times in order to retrieve both the chunk pointer and the pony actor pointer. Note, the multiple atomic instructions to retrieve the chunk pointer followed by the pony actor pointer should be safe, because the only time the page map is updated is when a chunk T is first allocated by an actor, or when a chunk T is deallocated or freed by the GC. And in both scenarios, the only actor with a reference to memory that would resolve to that page map entry is the owning actor of the chunk T. That documentation makes sense to me. There's a few other equivalent ones here. There's a set function that goes to that get function, which has the same note about atomic instructions. Set bulk has the same note about atomic instructions. Yeah, I think this looks good to me. I'm marking as approved. And I think the CI passed, so I can go ahead and squash and merge. I'm editing the merge message slightly. Hang on a sec, I didn't actually see The release note says an internal runtime change has been made to where how to keep up chunk ownership information is stored in order to improve performance. The trade-off is that this will now use a little more memory in order to realize the performance gains. That makes sense. All right, gonna go ahead and merge it.
No. There's a do not merge on there for a reason.
Oh, there's a do not merge on there.
Don't merge it.
Well,
we have the issue that was opened, and if we can fix the issue in a reasonable amount of time, I would like to do that, because we discussed putting this on domain and then letting it run with the stress test for a while.
Okay.
And if we fix the crashing issue, I'd like to get that out before this gets merged.
So I need to undo that then.
Oh, did you merge it?
Yes, I merged it at the same time I said I was merging it. And I'm going to revert.
Will that bring the PR back?
One moment. It should. And I'm going to bypass the branch protection, or rather, I'm not going to wait for things to CI to run to revert. And bringing back the pull request. Not sure about how to do that. Because it was a squash, I think if this were not a squash merge, it would have come back. Let me try.
I'm gonna restore the branch. Okay. So the branch has been restored.
Okay.
And
if we go to the branch, we should be able to open a pull request from the branch.
Oh, no, sorry. That was, no, you did a revert move. Sorry. I reopened the wrong branch.
Yeah, I don't think the branch got destroyed because it was in Dippin's repo.
Yeah, so. I don't know that there's a way to.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Not a way for us to bring it back.
So let me create the pull request again.
Create what pull request?
Same one.
Oh, how are you creating a pull request?
Just as a new pull request with the same, with basically a new pull request with a link to the old one.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I did not see the label. New pull request has been created. And.
Okay, and that should get the changed label.
The do not merge label.
And the do not merge label. Oops, you removed my change log added label. Okay, here we go. We ships. Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to add all the labels.
The labels are not implemented as set operations, apparently.
Yes, they are not, and I knew that. But I often forget. It's really irritating.
Okay. And I actually didn't understand yet what the reason for the do not merge is. It says you're gonna test on.
What we had stated with this was we felt okay with merging this because before a release would happen, this would run through the nightly stress test for a while. But if we find a fix reasonably soon for 4369, that would not be the case. And he would be going out without like baking, like we had talked about.
Okay. So what criteria would we, when do we know when to merge it?
If after looking at 4369, if we don't believe that we're going to have a fix anytime soon.
Okay.
Also, there's a couple of, did you roll back the changelog related commits that would have followed on from that?
No.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, sorry about that. All right, so I'm taking a comment. We only want to merge this at 4369. Doesn't have a straightforward fix, we can move it quite quickly. If that one does have a straightforward fix, we want to fix that and release quickly. Otherwise, this PR can be merged and be subjected to a while of nightly stress tests before it gets released. I did not catch that. I apologize. Okay. So shall we take a look at 4369?
Yes.
Segmentation, this is from GitHub user NickJT, titled Segmentation Fault When Assigning Timer. Running the following code after compiling in debug mode results in a seg fault. Running the same code after compiling in release mode works as expected. There is a related Zulip topic. Sean's able to replicate some LLDB output. You found a change that fixes the issue, but is a symptom, but not a cure. Setting strip debug to true fixes the problem, in quotes, fixes. Okay. So, in the LLTB output,
chunk. I'm not sure.
Chunk is a null pointer.
What? No, it's not. Look, I print out chunk below. It's not. I mean, that's what's at the address. I guess it could be.
It's right underneath the chunk not equals null check.
It's right. Interesting. Right. So I'm not sure.
How else do you get that seg fault?
I don't know.
Unless it's reporting the wrong line?
I don't know. I'm definitely confused, which is why I decided to go looking at it from another direction. I imagine that probably that maybe if we look at the generated LLVM, we'll find something's wrong there. Seeing how moving the definition of T2 changes whether this goes boom or not.
Do you get the same LLDB output if you run in single threaded?
Interesting. Let me find out. All right. What is it? Is it Pony Minth? Pony? I can't remember what we changed it to for the setting it. It's Pony Max Threads. Okay. Pony Max Threads. Pony Max Threads equals 1. Run. Yes, I do.
Does it still point to that,
yes,
that same line chunk arrow slots?
Yeah.
And if you print chunk, chunk is not null.
Correct.
What the heck? All right. So what's wacky about that is that this is is something, so chunk is a local variable, correct? In that context?
Go look again. Yes, it is.
So it shouldn't be possible for something to reassign chunk from another thread.
Right.
And so because the breakpoint broke right there.
I just find it hard to believe that that's where the issue actually is.
Slots is just a normal field and not some kind of special atomic, right?
That's an interesting question. Let's go look at, let's go find chunk T. I hadn't gotten to that far yet. I was going to do that and then I got distracted. That would be probably in, where is that defined? Dot chunk T.
So yeah, it's just an it's not a non-atomic thing. It's just a UN32.
Where is that defined?
Heap.c.
Okay.
libponyrt/mem/heap.c. Line
11. Oh yeah, there it is, right at the beginning of the file. Yep.
So yeah, like it doesn't, it's just totally wacky. It doesn't make any sense that that line could be seg faulty.
Yeah. That's why I said I imagine we might have better luck by going and probably looking at the LLVM that's being generated to see if there's something that just looks wrong.
So I see, Sean, in your output, you have list_node.pony. Is that where main.create is defined in your code?
I'm sorry, what are you referring to?
In the LLDB output, frame number two, it says main tag create defined at list_node.pony. That is strange to me.
Whoa. Yeah. I hadn't noticed that. No, I called it main.pony.
So is something like corrupting the debug table?
Which then could explain the why stripping it would fix it.
I guess it doesn't fully explain that, but like
I mean it could partially, but you're right. It's like list node.pony. There's no list node.
Were you using, let's see, does timers use list?
Well, there's not even a file called list node.pony.
Anywhere.
Is there? There is. It's in packages.collection.
Yeah. So, yeah, and unit test, like, you know, pony test uses collections, I think. But there is no main defined in listNode.pony. That part is true. What's your LLVM version locally, Sean?
My LLVM version? You mean like my LLDB version?
No, LLVM. So the one that Pony C was compiled with LLVM. So I think if you do Pony version, it tells you what version.
This bug is introduced with the switch to LLVM 15.
Okay.
The commit immediately before that, it was not an issue.
Okay. Is there a more recent version of LLVM 15 now available than 15.07? Let's see. 15.07 is the latest. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what to say about this one.
Maybe on Friday, if we can do our meeting, we could start looking at the LLVM together.
Sure.
That seems like a reasonable next step. And then based on what we know or don't know from Friday, we can make a decision about the other PR and whether to merge it then.
Okay. So I'm adding a comment.
I doubt in the 36 minutes that we have left during this, we are going to find something.
Yeah, I'm just adding a comment about the things we talked about so far. Any other special topics people want to raise while I'm typing up this comment?
I take that as a no.
Cool. Well, in that case, thanks everyone for attending. Thanks those for listening along to the recording later. And we'll see you next week.